Your attention, please.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Is this haunted room actually stretching?
Yes, yes, hello.
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
There's no turning back now.
Alrighty. Ooh, that was gruff. I'm Ryan Bergara, and welcome to the saddest podcast on Earth, where three grown adults commiserate over their separation anxiety from the happiest place on Earth during quarantine. Each episode, we'll work through our sorrow by breaking down Disneyland by category and then discussing our consensus top five things in that category, as well as what we believe the singular worst thing in that category is. And today's category is defunct rides. Just a couple disclaimers up top here. First, we're only covering defunct rides in the Disneyland Resort, so that's Disneyland proper and California Adventure. Second, we miss Disneyland, but we're not here hoping it's going to open before it's safe to do so. We made this pod as a therapeutic device to talk about Disneyland until it can safely open. And finally, this list is once again a consensus among the three of us, formed by a point system, so we each made our own top fives. A ranking of first is worth 5 points, a ranking of second is worth 4 points, and so on and so on and so on. And then I tallied the scores to create this aggregate ranking. As such, only I know the contents of the list, and the rankings will be revealed live to the other two. Speaking of the other two, I'm joined today by Byron Marin and Amanda Pham, who are the only two people I know that have an unhealthy obsession with Disneyland like I do. In between the three of us, we've logged an alarming 2,000 plus visits to the park. All that being said, defunct rides. An interesting category since a lot of us haven't really been alive enough to experience a lot of defunct rides.
I included a mix of like what we can experience, but also aspirations.
See, I thought about putting some aspirational stuff on here, but I just didn't feel like I could speak enough to it because I never got on it, which is like the ultimate way you could kind of recall details. So if there are any old timers that are listening to this podcast expecting us to talk about like Journey Through Nature's Wonderland or like I'm trying to think of another one that I haven't been on that I would have liked to have gone on. The Miracle of Molecules or some shit like that, or I don't know. Something like that.
Adventure Through Inner Space,
there you go. All right, let's start it off. Number five, and it looks like it is tied, actually. So once again, we're going to have a 4A, 4B. Once again, we're going to have a 4A, 4B in no particular order here. 4B is the Skyway. Where was this on your guys' list?
I had it at 3.
I had this. Hang on one sec. I lost it.
I believe you had it at
5. I had it at 5.
You had it at 5.
Oh, I had it at 5. I'm glad I wasn't the only one that put this on there.
I actually am a little ashamed of myself here. I forgot that this existed. I did not put this on. I think I went on it like once, but I do have a memory of being on it. And I always remembered looking at it because you could still see the stairs that lead to where you would get on in Fantasyland by Casey Jr. Every time I walk by that, I think like it would be really cool if they brought those back. But apparently it has something to do with they would have to fix the Matterhorn or something like that. I actually don't know the reason why this hasn't been brought back or why it went away.
You know what I kind of like about it not being there, as much as I respect it and I put it on this list? Well, and I also thought it was cool that it went through the Matterhorn at one point.
That's pretty sweet, yeah.
But I think it might kill some sight lines.
It does kill a little bit of the sight lines. It takes away from
the immersion. Because where else in Disneyland would, besides like the monorail when you're riding out, once you're in Disneyland, you can't see out of Disneyland.
True. That's true.
And I feel like the Skyway might create that. And I think over the years when they originally built Disneyland, where Anaheim was basically just a bunch of groves, it wouldn't have been as big of a deal. But now you're like looking out on a Harbor Boulevard and all these other little like cheap hotels and other like, you know, restaurants and stuff that are clearly not Disney.
I think also if you're in Star Wars Land or Galaxy's Edge, it would maybe kill the it might kill the illusion if you see this bright ass Skyway
just
hovering in
distance. Little gondolas just floating out there in the distance.
But I do love the idea of seeing Disneyland from a bird's eye view. I think that's really cool. I'm sad that I wasn't more lucid at the time of being on this ride. I was like, I want to say 3 years old. So
that's probably my earliest memory at Disneyland.
On the Skyway?
One of them. Because I don't really remember, but I remember getting loaded on. Mm. And then after you go through Matterhorn, that moment.
Wait,
I
you got loaded on the Skyway at 3 years old? Jesus Christ. Lots of crazy shit going on in the fam family.
Or if you gave me a DeLorean,
yeah,
that's where I would go. I want to go back to the Skyway days.
That's the only place you'd go if you had a DeLorean?
No, but definitely to experience that ride again.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it looks like a fun time. There's not much else I have to say about it other than the fact that I wish it was still here and I don't remember much from it. But I wish I had put it on my list. Anyways, let's move on to 4A. 4A is... Oh, boy. This one is... this one's Star Tours. And I'm going to guess this means the original Star Tours before Star Tours The Adventures Continue. This was a muscle job. It was not on my list. It was not on Byron's list. This was all Amanda. She had it at number 2.
I like it.
On her list.
I like it.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I do like this choice. It is a completely different ride now. God, do I miss...
Fuck
there's
up.
A lot
That's
I
a
miss
very
about
unique
that.
Unique experience.
Is it?
The first one had a very, very classic... to me, I feel nostalgic with the original one.
There was a drop, a good drop.
There was.
Do you remember, when you're inside the hangar still?
Yeah.
And you knock over that little thing, and you go straight down?
Yeah.
It actually, as a kid, that was my favorite part of any Disney ride as a little kid, because it's that big drop.
That big
it felt
little,
like a big drop. It was. Like a,
but the thing is, they could still fire this up, and it would be like it never left. Like, they could just play the tape of the old one, and you would still be there. Like, the only thing that's... Oh, my God. Hold on.
They should, bring
true.
It back for a limited time.
Like, there's... I'll say that again because there's a fucking crazy loud siren. They could basically play the tape of the old ride in the current version now, and it would be the same experience, other than Rex not being there.
Okay,
oh,
but
shit, that's right. No Rex.
No, but
that'd
weirdly,
be hard to bring back.
No, but I watched it at Paris Disneyland, or was it Paris? I think it was Paris.
Yeah.
But it was so it just didn't feel right over there, and it's the same thing. It just doesn't feel good. So I think it's a Disneyland thing.
I don't know. Sounds like a you thing.
I like the new versions.
There's other reskin
jobs.
I like
how they're different.
That are in the park that this would not apply to that you'll see later in this list. But the fact that you could just basically be like, all right, let's just swap out the DVD and put in the old one.
Same with probably your pick, which is Soarin'.
No, I don't have Soarin' in here.
Oh, shit.
Just for that same reason. I just thought it was...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that one...
I
they
thought
do
about
occasionally
it.
Bring Soarin' back, I don't know. But this, I feel like the original Star Tours is a completely different ride.
Thank you.
So I do. I will count it. I like it.
I don't know if it's a completely different ride. I think they could bring it back. And anytime you could bring it back, if you're on Tuesday night going, wouldn't it be funny if we had the original Star Tours tomorrow? And they're like, yeah, sweet.
Or if I say that the queue and everything.
It'd be hard to do
upgrades.
Though,
because
you'd have to bring Rex back.
Yeah.
I don't know if you would have to bring Rex. I mean, you wouldn't get it exactly the same, but it's pretty much the same. I don't know. Maybe that's disrespect to Rex. I don't know. It's an interesting pick. Definitely an interesting pick to put at number 2.
That's pretty high.
That's ridiculous. Anyways, that's
I still
number...
like it being on here, but
that's 4A.
I think it's worth acknowledging, but two is pretty high. But...
2 is pretty high.
That was the only way.
Hey,
can...
you got it. You got it in there.
You really did.
We would have flown under the radar and haunted me in 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be like, oh! I missed that one.
Well, let's just move on then. Actually, we never really talked about what the ride was. We got so caught up in why it shouldn't be on the list that we never actually discussed what you like about it. Why? That all that aside, this ride does rule. The old version is great.
I think I feel like that was the first time I experienced a virtual reality experience that was, or somewhat virtual reality that, like,
yeah,
convinced me, okay, this is like the future.
Yeah.
So that was like, simulators were new to us, right?
Right.
They were new. Up to then, that technology was really only used by like pilots and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's a nice, like, it was like the first time I just felt like they, it was like a, out of this world, like, for sure. I hate space themed shit because it feels, I feel like it could be corny.
I don't know why, but that light speed felt more real.
Oh, to I definitely disagree with that. The new light speed whips, it's so good. It's like this one is just like
on Star Tours?
Yeah, the new Star Tours, the light speed is great.
You think it's more intense?
I think it's more intense.
I'm going to roll the tape and then see which one rips.
The
more.
Only thing that the reason
I feel like it looks a little more cartoony though.
I will say the only reason why I do enjoy the light speed in the old version is just because Rex does say light speed to Endor in a very iconic way. That's fun. But I think the new version's better in terms of, especially in the new version, I love when you jump out of light speed and you're at the place and it's like that. That's so cool. I love that. But the old one, I think my favorite thing about it was the fact that the video played so much with scale, which I hadn't really seen in a ride before. And what I mean by that is like you're approaching like an asteroid and you're like, oh, we're going to crash into that asteroid, obviously. And as you get closer, you realize that it's so much bigger than you thought it was. And then you can actually fit in holes in the asteroid.
You go into the ice.
Yeah, in the ice. And it has that great song that.
In the moment you break out of it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, yeah. See, it was the original was, I miss it.
It's a good ride. It's a good ride. Rex is a funny guy. Weird that he's bad at his job.
he was getting used to his programming.
He was getting used to his programming. And
apparently he's the best DJ.
Apparently he never did get used to his programming because he got canned. He got shit canned and now he's spinning discs at the cantina.
Remember George Lucas?
What?
Do you remember? Isn't he in it?
Amanda just said, remember George Lucas. You can't see this because you guys are listening to
He's
this.
He's in the Star Tours. He's in the original Star Tours.
Here's what Amanda did. She said, remember George Lucas. And then she put her arms up in above her head,
no,
kind of like a marionette.
When you're hiding. Did you guys not remember him in the ride?
No, I don't remember a George Lucas marionette that's being puppeteered.
No, when he moves out of the way and he ducks.
Oh, he does in the beginning of the ride.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
What was that? There's that. He doesn't even do the motion you were doing. You did like the Thriller dance. That was strange.
I just don't think I'm an actor.
Oh, okay.
George Lucas is going to pounce on the audience.
Yeah. Anyways, let's move on here. Let's go to number three. And number three is The Submarine Voyage. Where was this on everybody's list?
This wasn't on mine. But I respect it because I would want to see the mermaids. I'm obsessed with the mermaids.
I never saw the mermaids, but this was number three on my list and was number three on Byron's.
Oh.
How about that?
So are you guys like really mad about Nemo?
Nemo sucks. It's a bad ride.
They didn't get it. They missed. They whiffed it.
They whiffed it hard.
But what would you have done? Like, have you provided solutions in your head of what it could be?
Just don't make the ride. Just keep the ride as the submarine voyage.
They could have updated some of the stuff down there.
Yeah.
But the projections on the Nemo is just nauseating. I feel really claustrophobic in there. I don't usually feel that claustrophobic.
There's also like a sense of wonder in the original submarine voyage ride that they never...
It felt more vast.
They never recaptured the vastness of the ocean that the old submarine voyage did, because the projections just makes it kind of seem like this like cartoon world where like the submarine voyage, I truly bought it when we would go, when you would dive, you'd see all the bubbles. I remember as a kid, I really did believe I was in a submarine and I was actually scared of like what we would find down there. And you of course see the sea monster and stuff like that. Like that always was like, I remember the fear inside me when I was trying to avoid seeing that sea monster. And that's just because I bought the illusion that we were in the ocean.
One of my favorite rides as a kid, but a ride I highly dislike now.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite rides as a kid.
Unfortunate
turn. Yeah, it really did engage that sense of wonder inside me.
As a kid, it was one of the rides I was looking forward to the most.
Yeah, because it was like the most fantastical, I think.
Yes. And I wasn't quite like a Space Mountain head yet or anything like that.
Yeah. No, I loved Space Mountain. I mean, I was always like a big little thrill junkie when I was a kid. But yeah, this ride is I have fond memories of this submarine voyage ride. I wonder if I'd still feel that way today. I'd like to think I would, but I truly do hate the Nemo submarine voyage. It's not a good ride. It's so bad. It is one of those things that unfortunately I can't really articulate why it's so bad, but, this ride rules. The old ride is the best. I guess that's all we have to say about that one. So let's move on to number two. Number two is the People Mover. Now, this was number two on my list. What the heck? Where was it for you guys?
That's four.
What was this, People Mover?
Yeah, People Mover.
People Mover, I had number one.
That's
hell yeah. That's a good one.
That's bold, but I had it at number two, so I can't really
People
talk.
Mover fucks, man.
Yeah, that ride does rule. I never rode the Disneyland People Mover, but I have been on the Disney World People Mover, and it's more of the same. It's just so weirdly relaxing. Like, there's something about it that's just, like, almost, like, hypnotizing. Like, it's so simple that it kind of allows you just to kind of make it be whatever you want it to be in your head. I don't know. I really enjoy it.
It's funny you say soothing. I agree, but it's probably the least, like, smooth.
No, it's not a smooth track. At least the one in Disney World. That thing's kind of ranky-danky.
What are you talking about?
It's like whipping around those corners and
it's got
like
a little rumble, dude. That's so fun.
There's
it
a part
is
of
so
me that
swift.
Yeah.
There is a part of me that thinks
it's like
oh,
run
this
on electricity. It was a really cool creation.
There's also a part of me that thinks this thing's coming off the tracks any day now. Like I don't feel safe on the People Mover, which kind of adds to it. It's almost like a carnival ride.
It's perfectly fast, but perfectly slow.
Yeah, and it's also the reason why the rocket rods never worked, because they just put it on the People Mover track, and it wasn't built for, like,
speed.
It wasn't built for speed, because you had to keep slowing down constantly to go around those corners for the People Mover.
They couldn't bank the turns.
They couldn't bank those turns. I did have rocket rods in my list, by the way.
No
we'll
way.
Talk about that later.
What?
No, I do enjoy the hell out of the People Mover, and it's a literal people eater, like, in terms of efficiency. This thing just eats people like no other and will be a great addition to the park in terms of clearing walkways and things like that. Incredible capacity on this ride. Rider capacity, that is, for all you nerds out there. It's an insanely efficient ride, and I do think Disney would be well served to just put it back. I know they'd have to fix that track and, you know, take a rake to all the leaves that are gathered on top of there now. But it feels like a worthwhile investment. Hell, I mean, they could do that right now during the pandemic. It can't be that expensive. Just find the fucking little People Mover train car things and put them on there.
That's another
thing.
It
needs to come back.
At the exhibits, I feel like everyone always has, like, a People Mover cart.
Yeah,
and everyone,
it
like,
rules.
Is obsessed.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah. It's very fun, and it's exactly what the title says. It's you're moving people.
It's open air. You get a cool view. You get to go inside.
It feels classic.
Yeah.
The one in Disney World is long.
Yeah, it is. It is long.
You go all throughout that Tomorrowland. Their Tomorrowland is so much better than ours.
It really is. Our
Tomorrowland is not a...
Our Tomorrowland's not great.
Disney World. But it is an example of what we could have at Disneyland. Not quite as long, but it would be People Mover. It's awesome.
Hashtag bring back the People Mover. Kind of a long hashtag. Just deal with it. Let's move to the number one spot here. Should be no surprise. It is the Tower of Terror, baby. I had this at number one. No surprise there. Amanda?
I had it at one.
I have it at two.
Yeah. He had People Mover number one.
Oh, shit.
Which
fuck
is,
yeah, dude.
It's an interesting choice. But, I mean, like, I'm not, you know, People Mover is so cool that I'm not angry at it, but it's clearly number two.
No, it's number one, dude. Tower of Terror is at Disney World. You're going to Disney World. It's the better version.
It is the better version, but I liked having one in my backyard, and they took that from me. And they put in it this carnival show shadow of itself.
We're going back to this.
To take a classic piece of IP, an original idea, and then just stick in the flavor of the week is so egregious in my head. It's unconscionable. I don't really understand why they would do that. Basically just making that ride popular for a summer. The line, the wait times for that, pretty much the same now as I would say Tower of Terror once was. So, I don't know. I thought it was a short-sighted decision to take away this ride. An amazing story, crazy good theming, and just a tone and a vibe that was completely different than anything in the park has to offer. And now it's just gone. So
it made sense literally through the queue up to the exit.
Exactly.
Every single part of that structure made sense.
Yes.
And now it does not. But Guardians still rules.
That ride's...
I think Guardians is pretty dope. I do love Tower of Terror.
That ride
too.
Is fun, but it's not even... It doesn't even deserve to be in the same sentence, let alone the same building as Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror has an incredible vibe.
Yeah.
So there is a part of me that misses having it here because it's harder to get to Disney World often, and they don't have it.
It's fantastic. The pre-show room, one of the more effective pre-shows I've ever seen. And also I'm a huge Twilight Zone nerd too. And that's the crazy thing is this was not based off of an episode. A lot of people think that this is an original concept created for a ride. And they actually cut together old, episodes of Rod Serling, and used that to create the pre-show for this ride. And then they got like a reenactor. It was a crazy process. But I love all the Twilight Zone references that are hidden in the library and throughout the lobby. They had the genius to capitalize on the inherent creepiness of like that 1920s, 30s era, which up to that point, the only thing that had really done that is like The Shining. And The Shining understood that for whatever reason, big band music, when played through like a record player, is just inherently creepy. There's something,
a little bit of echo.
There's something about, I don't know, in, like, if we were to fast forward 80 years from now and you were to play, like, Drake through an echoey record player, you wouldn't think, well, that's pretty creepy. You would just be like, huh, Drake. I don't, there's something, why is big band music creepy? I don't get it.
Yeah. I think of like Titanic, which is like eerie.
You just think of ghosts.
Yeah. You think of like spooky Queen Mary.
Dressed up ghosts in tuxedos and like dresses. There's just something scary about that. Where if you saw like a modern day ghost now, not scary. There's nothing scary about someone who looks like me. It's a real tragedy that this ride is gone because it truly was one of a kind.
The best hidden Mickeys.
And now they put in its place a movie trailer. an ad break that pops up on YouTube that you can't skip.
Look, I might be eating my words in 10 years. I'm willing to accept that, but I enjoyed the Guardians ride. It's fun.
Well, I hope you enjoy it aging, not well. Yeah, you're right. 10 years from now, I wonder how many people are going to remember Star-Lord. I don't know. Who knows? But I will say the Twilight Zone, Tower of Terror, timeless. It's a real shame. It's like when they took out the Back to the Future ride at Universal Studios for The Simpsons.
I would even put Tower on like top five, maybe the best Disneyland ride.
Yeah, I would too. It would have been in my top five.
Yeah, overall, for sure.
That's crazy. It really is just a disaster that it's gone. Anyways, we don't need to harp on this any longer. The ride's fantastic. The story's fantastic. The theming's great. The vibes are immaculate. And it scared you while having fun. Anyways, let's move on to our honorable mentions. These are things that did not make the list that we took exception to because they were on our personal lists. So let's start with Amanda. For her honorable mention.
Okay. Mine is
you're so happy.
Because it didn't make the list, but it should be mentioned.
Yeah.
Rockin' Space Mountain was fucking awesome.
That's a layover, isn't it?
Yeah, you're a big Chili Peppers fan. Red Hot
Dude,
Chili
that
Peppers.
Was
hey, I enjoyed
awesome.
It. Awesome. I enjoyed it.
Fuck. That's like one of those.
But I don't think that counts as like a defunct thing, though, right? Because that's just like a seasonal layover.
I don't know. We all remember that, though.
Yeah, it's good. I won't lie. This is my favorite Space Mountain layover, or yeah. A skin, you could mm-hmm. say. Mm-hmm. Because the Ghost Galaxy's all right. the Hyperspace Mountain's pretty fun, but there's just something so stupid about this one that makes it novel to me. Like, the audio when you're going up the track, it's like an audio. It's literally a guy going, "Hey, ladies and gentlemen, looks like the Red Hot Chili Peppers are inside Space Mountain.
Looks like we've been cleared for blastoff, and it sounds like the Red Hot Chili Peppers are on the space stage."
A little, you get a little bit of Rock and Roller Coaster vibes.
No, and he literally says, like, "Let's see them tune their instruments," and you hear like a guitar go,
"But that's fucking awesome."
And then there's a drum guy, and he goes,
"And sound check. Give me some guitar. Let's have those drums. Let's hear some of that bass."
He goes, "All right. It looks like they're ready to play in 5, 4. It's pretty good, actually. That's pretty good.
It's fucking
rock show.
The lead up to the countdown. Good. It's my favorite countdown.
And they play they played a higher ground.
Neely?
The higher ground.
Yeah.
You had that sick bass from on the higher ground that did bing.
Please, so just good. Killing it.
We should play some audio from that. It's good. We're going to play some audio right now.
"No matter which planet you're from, we're about to rock your world. And it's all going to happen in 5, 4, 3, 2, rock and roll."
Pretty good.
What a bass rip.
Very silly. Very silly. Really has no business being in Space Mountain.
It really doesn't. It doesn't make sense.
Makes no sense at all.
But that one, it was during the Dreams, or maybe it wasn't, but was it during the Dreams campaign? I don't know. I
might have been it might have been through the 50th, yeah.
Was this like fucking a last hurrah for Eisner?
I feel like it was 2006.
Oh, so it was right after.
Yeah. So it's. I just remember when I heard the layover was coming, I was like, that sounds stupid. And then I got on it and I was like, pretty fun. I'm not gonna lie. I had a good time. It's not better than Space Mountain, but I don't mind this being around for like a month. It probably will never come back, so I guess it in that sense is defunct. But once again, something that they could easily just flip on a couple different lights and throw a track on, and it's
could definitely end up in the elevated countdown.
Oh, for sure.
That we had.
Oh, for sure. I would pay probably good money to go on Space Mountain and just back-to-back-to-back go Hyperspace Mountain, Ghost Galaxy, Rockin' Space Mountain, Space Mountain Now, and then after that, another one, the old Space Mountain soundtrack by Dick Dale. I would love to go back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back.
That one rocks, too.
Yeah.
You just, like, blew my mind. That sounds so fun.
That would be amazing. I would pay good money. Pay the full price of admission.
That would be impossible.
Wait, don't they just switch projections?
Yeah, they should have just like a switch.
Audio?
Yeah, you wouldn't get the red ball, though.
You wouldn't get the red ball, that's true.
And there is some weird, eerie vibe to the red ball as a kid.
Yeah,
that I enjoyed going around that thing.
Yeah, that soundtrack is good. The old Space Mountain soundtrack.
The like eerie chain hill climb.
Yeah, it's almost like Surfer.
Can we play that?
Yeah, we can play some of it right now.
Have ignition.
Yo, that's why the Red Hot Chili Peppers makes sense.
It's so good. It's a good song.
Wow.
There's this really sick part where it gets kind of like wacky and scary, and it goes, whoa. Anyways, good. I guess I respect this one. It is another layover. But let's move to Byron for his honorable mention.
My honorable mention is Heimlich's Choo Choo Train.
I respect it because people need a look around. The decorations are hilarious.
I can't believe we didn't put this on our top rides. Oh, wait, because it's defunct. But, man, if it wasn't defunct,
top
it would have
rides.
To be on the top 5.
What?
Heimlich's Choo Choo Train is a masterpiece of an attraction.
From the
incredible scenery of the
food. I'm trying to think of what I'm
that
missing.
He pushes you through and forces you to feed him.
And he's, like, talking, right?
Yes.
Is this a bit?
If this
to the incredible Riot technology that went into sending this thing throughout its little twisted track.
You can't give me shit anymore.
I can confirm. I'm looking at Byron's face right now, and he's not kidding. He's not
Heimlich's
kidding. I thought this was a bit, and it's not.
Is one of the most amazing attractions out there, or was. And it's unfortunate that they had to take it down and replace with more IP from Marvel. And
I'm
now
pretty stoked
the
for
Avengers
the Spider-Man
campaign.
Ride.
Yeah. I am too. In all seriousness, Heimlich's was a troll of a ride, and I respect it so much, I had to give it an honorable mention. I laughed my ass off every time I got on Heimlich's because no one, you go there at night, no one's freaking there. There's like one cast member that has to like sit there and run the ride, but knows that like you're just going to get this one idiot that could be elevated thinking, oh, it's funny to go on Heimlich's at night. And it's seriously Heimlich just like, yeah, like this is delicious, and you just keep doing that to all these different food.
So dumb.
It is the biggest troll of a ride, and I think it's so funny that I actually am gonna. There's something about it, and how insulting it is, that makes me kind of respect it, and I'm gonna miss it a little bit.
Wow, Heimlich's. I don't think you're gonna get many people who get on that sick new Spider-Man ride, and they're gonna be like, miss Heimlich's. If you said that to a group, they'd be like, what? What?
No, like. I'm not going to say I prefer it, but there's going to be a part of me that misses that hilarious feeling.
You just
I
said
got.
It would be on the top five rides if it was still
out. I was joking, you idiot.
I don't think he knew he was joking.
It's not that good of a ride, but no,
I was just
it.
So
it's funny.
Taken aback.
I was convinced.
No, it's like one of those so bad it's good territories, but it's, I don't know, Heimlich is really cool guy.
All right, well,
interesting.
Bizarre choice. Let's move on from that. I'm going to have the Astro Jets here. This almost made it onto the actual list.
I put it on the list.
Yeah, it was on my list as well.
Just the spinning?
It was these jets that used to sit on top of... they were high up. I'm trying to remember.
Think Astro Orbiter, but in a much better location.
Yeah, it was... They moved... basically...
Where the gift shops are and like...
No, it was actually on top of that big platform. That, you know that thing that every now and then spins around in Tomorrowland and it makes noise?
Mm-hmm.
The land together.
Yeah, there used to be a ride up there.
Oh, okay.
It was the centerpiece that tied the land together. And was it Rocket Rods that got those removed?
No, I actually, maybe, it might have been.
Spinning rockets, though?
Why did they
move
it to, because ultimately they moved it to, and now it's Astro Orbiter at the front of the park.
Okay,
yeah, they
so is
moved
that the
it.
Same thing?
Yeah, they moved it to there, and it became a different thing. But the Astro Jets themselves, they were white with a red stripe on them, and they had this little lever that would allow you to make it go up and down, kind of like Dumbo, actually.
Dumbo?
Except the cool thing about them was they were really high up. So, like, you got, like, a really cool vantage point of Tomorrowland. And my greatest memory of this ride was I was probably 3 or 4 years old. This is actually on a home video of me just crying my eyes out because I was so scared. And my dad was cackling laughing because every time he would make the rockets go higher, I thought we were going to die. So I would start crying. And he would go, isn't this fun, Ryan? Wee! And then, like, I would just be like, no, please don't go any higher. We're going to die. Really fun memory, and I'm sad they're gone. I thought about putting Rocket Rods here, but we talked about them earlier, and they were only good when they worked, which was never. So, that's that then for the honorable mentions. I think Byron, what did you think about the Astro Jets?
I think they should be in the middle or at the where they used to be.
Yeah, it was a good centerpiece. I agree.
That was actually on my list. I had it number 4.
It's good stuff
because I think it really tied the land together, and it's weird having it up there at the front. Low on the ground, not as cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what they were thinking there.
Not a good move.
Well, now that spot has, like, no purpose except, like, merch.
There's not a lot of Tomorrowland.
It's just an empty track
purpose.
Where Rocket Rods and people never used to be. Tomorrowland is a wreck now.
It's just a place of broken dreams.
It's been like that for a decade, too.
Let's move on to dishonorable mentions. A little tough for this one, not going to lie.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, there's one that's very clear, though, and I'm hoping no one takes it before it gets to me.
I'm doing Rocket Rods. I think it lasted 2 years. I don't even know if it lasted a year.
Yeah, that's fair.
I did enjoy that it was a line eater. Like, it took a bunch of people
out of the park.
We were waiting hours for that, so it made the line shorter elsewhere, but I don't really know what they were really thinking. They tried to make a high-speed attraction that toured you through, but which I did find kind of pretty fun.
Yeah.
As a kid, it was the fastest ride in the park,
it
technically.
Was. Yeah.
But they couldn't bank the turns because they're basically just using the old people mover base. So they couldn't bank the turn, so they had to slow the ride has to slow down every time before a turn.
Yeah,
and it can never get momentum really going.
It overloaded
like,
the.
Oh, okay.
Well,
it's
they
over.
Had a failsafe built into the computer of the ride that if like it was going too fast into the turn, it would shut down the entire ride. So this thing was constantly breaking down, almost every other like every 5-10 minutes, just because they were too cheap to build a new track. They just used the old people mover track, and that's what happens when you cut corners. Literally.
Honestly, Disney does not like to acknowledge out of all their defunct attractions. They always seem to like not bring up Rocket Rods.
You know how much they don't acknowledge it? They didn't even take down the track. They just one day decided
which is scary. Thinking they'd want to like just get rid of it, like just like kick it under the rug.
No, they were just like, that was a mistake. Let's just never look at it again. And that's what they did.
Yeah, it's quite an eyesore.
It's a huge whiff.
There's trees growing over it.
It's gross. It's like a haunted house in the middle of Tomorrowland. Anyways, now, my dishonorable mention is the Superstar Limo.
Oh, yeah.
A prolifically bad ride. There's plenty of videos on YouTube that go into greater detail on this. I encourage you to watch them. Just because our descriptions of the visuals won't do the bonkersness of this ride justice. They have fucking Jackie Chan doing kicks. They have Regis Philbin in huge, horrifying fashion. I guess the concept is you're in a limo being whisked around Hollywood trying to get some sort of appointment, if my memory is correct. And it's just a horrible, horrible, weird ride where you're kind of being taken through the most cartoon version of Los Angeles. This was back when California Adventure was just really themed around the idea that, like, Californians would want to see a cartoon version of California.
Inside California.
And furthermore, that tourists coming to California, rather than seeing, you know, California, which they were already in, would then come to see a cartoon version of the place they were visiting. It made no sense at all. And this was, like, the centerpiece behind that shitty concept. What a bad ride. Spectacularly bad. I recommend you watch a ride, a POV of this. It's just...
Could you imagine if you flew back from your home country or, like, back to your home country after doing a trip to California? So, what did you see? Like, did you go to the, like, Golden Gate Bridge? Did you see Yosemite, stuff like that? Didn't have to. Went to Disney's California Adventure. Look at this little postcard entrance.
Yeah, it checked
all the
boxes.
The background. This squished together.
Well, we should talk about all the bullshit then that they did. Because that's all should be the dishonorable.
True.
Like Mulholland Madness.
Yeah.
Which was bullshit.
Yeah, that was BS.
The orange swings, a little on the nose.
Yeah, which are now the Silly Symphony strings.
Yeah.
Swings.
Pretty rough.
And then it's Goofy Sky School, which used to be Mulholland Madness. Golden Zephyr seems to have survived. By some illogical reason.
Hey, don't forget my girl Whoopi Goldberg in Golden Dreams.
Golden Dreams. I never watched Golden Dreams.
I watched it one time and I was like, oh, Whoopi, why?
I slept. I was like, this sucks. Yeah.
Looks like Whoopi wanted some jet skis because I can't see one reason why she did that show.
Hey, you could still find Rosie O'Donnell in the Boudin Tour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The Tortilla Factory.
I won't lie.
I miss defunct food.
That was an amazing experience. Fucking tortilla was amazing.
I've never been
delicious.
Like, just a tortilla? Sign me up. That's delicious. And I'm not saying that. I know I said that in a mocking tone, but I'm serious. That tortilla tasted like crack every time I had it.
Okay.
It was amazing. But I didn't like when it was corn, I'd always be a little bummed. I wasn't much of a corn.
More flour guy myself.
Yeah,
as well.
If you're just going to have a tortilla on its own.
We always ask the person working, like, oh, is it like flour tortilla? And then they're like, oh, sorry, it's corn.
Do you? I know we're so off topic now talking about the tortilla factory, but it's going to get a little spotlight tonight. But do you remember there's a pre-show before?
Oh, yes, I know what you're going
to
say.
And you had to wait forever.
Yeah.
did you ever just open the doors and walk through?
Oh, no, because there were actually one-liners inside the show that I legit enjoyed. And Amanda just said one. There's this part where this kid, they're explaining how to say... how to say the Spanish for some of it, and there's just this one line read that always made me laugh, and it just goes, "Masaka,
masaka." Man, I missed that pre-show. Actually,
so dumb.
Sometimes when I didn't want to wait for it, though, I'd actually just push through if the
oh no, me too
wasn't in front of it.
I would do that too. Yeah.
Remember those little holes, those little things, little like projections.
Was that the one with like the random audio bite where it was like, I can see the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so silly.
Wait, do you guys remember when you look in the wall?
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah. It was a cool.
That's
it was
a very like advanced,
it was a cool attraction.
You know.
But no, back to Superstar Limo, a wacky ride. It's almost like someone took acid and then tried to describe what Los Angeles was like, and it's kind of horrifying actually. Also very funny that the Jackie Chan. animatronic is still inside the Monsters, Inc. ride. They just put a CDC outfit over him.
He's like, it's that scene with the helicopters, right?
Yeah,
like they're
it's
all flying
so good.
In.
One of my favorite reskins.
Yeah, it's very fun. That's a wild ride. Amanda, what's your dishonorable mention?
So I did some research, and I was like, shocked this existed. It's called the Midget Autopia.
What?
Hmm? Yeah, you guys didn't know that. I didn't know that. But
that's the legit title of the ride?
Midget.
Midget Autopia.
It's kind of very offensive.
It's called Midget Autopia.
I don't think
Autopia.
It's kind of offensive. I think it's offensive.
It's really offensive. And I looked up what it was, and it was apparently like Autopia, but for like little kids. And they called it Midget Autopia.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I thought it was like...
Is that why it's just never acknowledged anymore?
I guess so.
They avoided
it. That didn't age well.
Mm-hmm. That's rough.
That was
rough.
In the 50s, though.
Yeah, yeah, so like it just was totally different.
It's the Wild West back then.
Yeah. That should be mentioned, I think, over. That was just a little tidbit, a little trivia.
I never knew about that.
It's crazy.
That's very interesting.
That's a wild one for sure.
They used to have like little boats and stuff like that too that you could drive around.
They did.
We were just so detached. Like that didn't last long, so it's like I can't include it on a list.
All right. Well, I guess that does it then. For this one. No. You guys got anything else?
No. I think that's...
We've exhausted the topic.
All right. Well, that does it for this episode of the Saddest Podcast on Earth. Follow us on @SaddestPod for Twitter and Instagram, and I guess we'll just see you next.